Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yes, and welcome to another edition of watching Sex and the City, getting Annie's reaction, and enjoying our time together in this happy hour. Yay. Yeah. That was more just a descriptor than a title. That's how I do. If you are joining us for the happy hour, please do so responsibly, whatever you are doing, whether it's driving, whether it's taking care of your kids, whether it's just sitting, sipping on something. Be responsible.
Responsibly. That's a good one.
I feel like
I actually should do that more because I, during the pandemic, I have not been sitting responsibly.
You know, I've watched myself. It's like I'm hunched over. I'm like, this is not comfortable.
Right.
But all of those things. And if we're talking about any products, as of this point, we are probably not sponsored by that product. But who knows? Things can change. Hopefully things will change. We'll get more good sponsors with good products. Am I right?
Yeah, okay. You are right.
Anyway, so today we are doing our watch party, but we are actually separate this time around. A peek behind the curtains. We are sitting in our own respective private offices, I guess private studios. And I got a new webcam, and man, it is very detailed. I cannot stop looking at myself.
Right. I have the same.
It's really unnerving.
We actually both got the web. This is kind of funny to me that you're just now using it because we got it at the same time. And I, it was a real learning curve for me because it went from like, oh, I don't really like what I'm seeing, but it's all right, to whoa, look at those.
Right.
Look at my face. I need to go to
I'm
bed.
Like, why? Why is all of this happening? And I'm not a floating head anymore. You could actually see what's behind me. Right. This is odd.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm very distracted as we're trying to record this. So excuse me in advance. a little too much detail. Okay. All right, Annie, we're coming back. We are on episode 14 of season 2. Slowly walking our way through all of the Sex and the Cities. We may have retired before the end of this.
Don't say that.
Sex and the City episode. It's taking us a while.
It'll be you and me like living together, and I'll be like, finally, episode 94.
It's going to be the commune that we've been dreaming of where we just retire, but we're still watching Sex and the City.
And having like commentary, though no one is listening.
No one. Podcasts no longer exist. Yeah. We're still going for it, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm a completionist. Right? You know this about me.
No, I'm excited to know that even if I were to be dead tomorrow, you'll still keep going.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Keep the tradition alive, Annie.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Speaking of traditions, we need a replay or tell us a review of what has been happening in the world of Sex and the City.
Okay. I feel like the big thing that has happened is that Carrie had a quote, like a revelation that she's dating men who are not good for her. In this case, Mr. Big, who was like, I'm going to move to Paris and wasn't willing to commit. And she really wanted to commit. And she went to a therapist for like a half second and met Bon Jovi, I guess.
Yes, John Bon Jovi specifically.
Oh, excuse me. Christina cut it, but I didn't know who that was. I was like, what?
I know. It took forever. You're like, who's that? I'm like, oh my. Okay.
I recognize the name. I didn't recognize him. But anyway, so we got that going on. We had an episode we discussed recently in a Monday Mini that you experience embarrassment very vividly. We had that scene with Miranda where she was sort of flirting with a guy she thought was flirting with her across the way of the apartments, and that was not the case. We have Samantha continuing to, like, she was at a BDSM club, just sort of getting into all of these situations with people. And then Charlotte trying to find the one and continually dating people that I'm like, wow, that was way off. But, you know, I get it. I've been there. So that's about it.
The descriptors are getting better and better.
Thank you.
I feel like I like them. Okay. Uh-huh. So we have our next episode, and the title is The F Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or The Sex Buddy, if we're trying to edit out, if we're trying to be PG-13, The Sex Buddy rather than right. The F Buddy. But the title is The F Buddy. Can you give me a guess as to what this episode is about?
I feel like I had a revelation of my own. In the last one, which is at the time, I was going for like deep metaphor and they're always way more spot on. And then you give me a title like this. So I'm going to say it is a situation with a buddy. In this case, being someone who you have sex with occasionally, which I feel like happened in one of the earlier episodes already. But yeah, someone you have sex with but are not dating, and then maybe somebody you like talk to about sex. Well, what's the most straightforward buddy?
So I'm assuming you've never had one.
I've been asked to be one. I have never been one. No.
Wow. Like they officially asked for that? That is
twice.
Interesting. Wow, really?
Yeah.
I will say the one that I had was just the dude that I would meet up with in between relationships. If everything, like if I had a relationship or a thing fell apart and I just needed someone to lay on me, just to lay on me, he was the dude. And I would go over late. He was never allowed at my place. I would go over to his place late at night and leave early morning. End of story. And we never dated. There was some crossing of the lines. Oh. And we'll talk a little bit more, but like it rarely got there and it never really got there. And then he got engaged and things were over. And I was like, yeah, okay, bye. But that's, I've had one, but he was around for like 5-6 years.
Oh, wow.
7 years.
But then once he got in a relationship, it was over.
Yes. We were always appropriate. We never got together when each other were, if we were into a thing. It was literally in between for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know. My friends really hated him. All right. I hope he never listens to this episode. Because we have mutual friends.
Oh, no.
Surely he would. Of all episodes, if he listened to this
He's
one,
like, oh,
I would be
one.
In trouble.
Sounds right. I should
oh, dear God. Y'all, what is happening? Okay, let's get into this because I'm embarrassing myself really well here.
Okay.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I ran into my friend Skipper on the street the other day.
Do you remember Skip?
He was bruised and frantic. He'd just broken up with another girl.
We haven't seen him in a minute.
He's been MIA, but he's back. He's back for a second.
Well, what did she say she thought was wrong?
Skipper, you're a very sweet guy. I mean, this isn't about anything you did. It's just that we're in very different places right now. We want different things from life.
Classic.
Like, have you ever had to do a breakup like this?
Actually, no. I'm kind of a coward, to be honest.
I don't think I have either.
I always wait for them to break up with me.
Yeah, I had the one breakup in high school where I went on one date with him and didn't really think I had to do a breakup, but I had to, in which I said, you deserve more than me. I had to say that. And he was like, no, I don't want anyone else but you. High school, y'all. High school.
Oh, wow.
Later that night, on a date across town, Miranda was repeating a pattern of her own. She had been dating a lawyer she met when they got into a big fight in court. A frequent guest on MSNBC, Kevin was not just argumentative, he was an anger professional.
You know, I think I gotta revise my opinion that you gotta be an idiot to wanna go out to a movie these days. I mean, it was worth the $19 plus $10 in snacks and water just to hear that bus driver behind us explain.
To be fair, he's not wrong about that movie experience. Not that I'm the angry person, but I'm just saying.
Sure, Samantha.
She's got a very obvious pattern, you know.
I do? What? Tell me.
You wait for a perfect guy to ask you on a perfect date.
And when he does, you project this huge fantasy on him.
Which, by the way, I feel like that's what Carrie did, too, to Big. She put, like, her expectations onto him, and it failed.
That's true. I mean, it's definitely, like, Charlotte's whole thing is kind of the Disney fairy tale prince.
Sure, sure.
But Carrie did it, too.
Yeah.
None of us can afford to fall into this one man at a time pattern.
Sam is all about not one man at a time. And I can't say she, being in my 40s, in a relationship, finally, I feel like I missed a lot of opportunities, partially because I am too loyal and dependable to be like floating about. But the dating around may have been the better way to go, at least to know what I like. I love where I am. But as a younger person, you know, missing so many opportunities.
The same person over and over again.
Well, I guess I have dated quite a few artists, but I don't think they were all the same person.
Okay, do you have a type,
okay.
Annie?
Yes, they were all
yes. Is it all Luke Skywalker?
Okay. I mean, kind of.
Talk about projecting and impossible standards. Good job,
man. Yeah, no, it's kind of comical how much of a type I am. It's embarrassing,
and she's
really.
Never met this one, y'all. She's
no,
never
and
met.
I never will,
oh, you know what's
going to
happen? If this crosses over, you're going to get people who challenge you because you've already had that challenge to begin with. So now it's going to be even more so.
I have. That's an interesting flip side, though, of like projecting too much onto someone and then them being like, no, it's not too much.
Yeah.
I am the one that can encompass this, and you can't because
it's not.
Not realistic.
Yeah. Inevitably, they'll disappoint and then be angry that they've disappointed.
Yes, because they feel like they've done everything
right
to do it. And I'm just like, it's not. I never asked you to, for one, but also it's just not possible.
Why had I been keeping him on the bench all these years? Did I really believe a relationship had to be difficult in order to work?
Uh-oh.
Is she going to try to step up?
Hey, do you want to have dinner Friday night?
Dinner?
Okay, so as I said, the little buddy and I, my little buddy, we would have different times, I think, that we tried to make it more. And it just inevitably went wrong. And but our timing was way off. And so it never happened. And it was a good thing. Again, as I said, my friends did not like him. Did not like him.
Okay. Because of the buddy part or just in general?
No, because they didn't actually know he was buddy. Only a couple people knew.
Oh.
They just knew him. And because we kind of, like, he was far enough away from my social circle, but we would still interact. So we would still know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the people closest to me knew of him and hung out with him every now and again when we were all together, was not a fan of him. Thought he was really obnoxious. I really hope he doesn't hear this episode. It's going to be really sad.
My situation was a friend who I had wanted to date.
Oh.
And he knew I had wanted to date.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back with, what if we were buddies? And I was like,
yo.
That kind of, I mean, I get, like, I think you can have a healthy situation, but for me, that felt very, like, I don't want to date you.
Yeah, but that's backhanded. If it's really, like, I like you, but he's putting you on the sidelines, keeping you on in the back.
When he knew what I wanted. He knew what I wanted.
That's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like most first dates, we were off to an awkward start.
Ooh.
Already awkward.
Oh my.
Somewhat racist music to signify sushi.
The yellowtail sashimi, two pieces of.
Oh, I'm gonna now need sushi.
I know, I'm already, my craving's already starting.
I'm telling you, this show really puts the cravings in my life between Chinese food, sushi, and brunch.
Yes.
Annie, you went on a really fancy sushi experience.
I did. And funnily enough, I told my mom about it, and it's just so outside of her experience. She was, like, shocked because it was very expensive, everyone. Very, very expensive. And she saw it in a magazine, and she, like, texted me about it and was like, this is what you did, isn't it? And I was like, yes.
Like, yeah, it is, like, Atlanta's top. Everything. I know it's on, like, cuisine magazines. It's in, like, Forbes because it's so prestigious and snobby. Like, let's just be real honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it was delicious. I don't regret it, but it is like I just had seen the menu and I was like, this is kind of the thing.
So if I'm lucky, I might get a whole hour next time?
I don't think so. But if you're currently an MCI customer and you switch, then you get 2 hours for free.
I was kidding.
Oh, right, gotcha.
Coming back to them trying to be in a relationship. He has no sense of humor and really loves his job, which is to give away collect calls. Calling card.
Oh, wow. He just made a Sakatumi drink. Joke, get out of there. Get out of there now.
He also doesn't like sushi. He says he doesn't like anything raw. I don't trust that.
That is one of my most shameful breakups I've ever had was over food, where I was like, you won't eat that? We're done.
I mean, yeah. Like, I think I would have a hard time right now as I'm like going through my cultural experiences and trying to be a part of like Korean culture. If he was not into Korean food, he'd be gone.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, you gotta go.
Meanwhile, Samantha was actually beginning to look forward to the company of her new neighbors. Every night, like clockwork, right after the end of the 11 o'clock news.
Previously, Sam has been listening to the dudes, to their neighbors having sex. Awkward, but Sam's just gonna get into it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, getting down with the neighbors. Very loud neighbors. Have you ever been caught by a neighbor? You have, right? When you're like 3 hour play.
It wasn't 3 hours. It was an hour and 30 minutes. Thank you. I'm sure somebody heard it. I'm sure somebody did. Oh my God.
I was told by a neighbor that I got caught.
Oh,
and
really?
They told you? I was, yes, because we were talking about something and it was related. They weren't trying to shame me, but I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. But then I had to be like, yeah, I've also heard you.
Turnabout.
It's hard. Like, that's the problem with turnabout. Like, yes, but like having an apartment, inevitably.
Right. Yes.
You hear the things.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, this is Carrie, Samantha, and Charlotte. This is Kevin.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I have to go make a quick phone call. Be right back. Waitress, draft beer here.
He's cute.
In a tightly wound sort of way.
He's finding out on Tuesday whether he made a partner. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he'll unwind some after that.
Also, this is unnerving. I don't know if I would have my one, like my boyfriend with all of my friends. Like just him and like my girlfriends.
Right.
That seems kind of mean.
I've had this a lot where I'm very much like that. I'm like, I wouldn't do this to you, but I think other people are like, no, going to introduce the guy and don't see it that way. And it kind of has caused some tension. But yeah,
I guess I've introduced my boyfriend, but it's after a long while. And then it's a group thing. And it's not like me and just like girlfriends. It's like my guy friends, all of us just hanging out, but not that. Right. It seemed like
and he came in like all guns blazing, like
angry and loud.
Angry and loud. She's cleaning off his glass. Like,
My throat, it's so sore. I've just been fighting this cold all week.
Mm. Well, let me get the check.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so suspicious. I never do stuff like that. I'm worried I'd actually get sick.
That's true. I have canceled dates, but I'm not in the middle of dates. I'm not good at getting out of dates. I've told you this. When like I was with the really awkward date and the dude was like, I'm going to order another beer. I'm like, I'm done.
Right.
Guess I'm going to sit here and look at you.
Yeah.
Charlotte?
Oh,
Eric, what are you doing here?
I was just leaving you some chicken soup for your throat. Huh. I see you've healed.
Who is this guy?
I'm the guy she had dinner with before you.
You double booked us?
Hey, don't feel bad, bud. At least you got the late shift. It means you get to take her upstairs.
I don't think so.
Hey, you know what? Enjoy the soup.
Ooh.
Hey, you going uptown?
Yeah, west side.
Want to share a cab?
Sure.
They're best friends now.
Yeah. From that moment on, Charlotte developed a new pattern. She made it a rule never to take advice from her friends again.
But why would she double... That's on her.
You have to be careful about the double book.
Why would you do it on the same day? That's nonsense.
No.
And also just be upfront. I'm dating around. Mm-hmm. You're not committed.
We're not exclusive.
Sam's got an invite by the neighbors to join.
The musician and the dancer turned out to be a middle-aged Eastern European couple. He played in a polka band. She was a dancer.
once upon a time.
Samantha?
Samantha's all glammed up.
Would you mind keeping it down? I'm trying to get some sleep.
And now she's walking away.
Samantha broke a pattern after all.
Okay, I really need to know. Do women wear this type of lingerie with the clipped tights, right, thigh highs? That looks... I've seen... This sounds real ridiculous because I'm like, I've seen them before. I know they exist. But the like practicality of it, it's like, do people actually wear this, or is this the beginning of a costume for porn? Because that's right. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
In real life actually wear that in real life?
I mean, let us know, listeners. Like I said, I owned some of it, but I've never like worn it outside of like, I want to feel sexy one day, but not for anyone else.
Right.
Isn't this the most amazing block? All these brownstones are over 100 years old. You know, it's like being in the New York of Edith Wharton and Henry James. Sometimes I can't believe how lucky I am to live right here. What?
Your tits look really great in that thing.
At that moment, I knew we only had two things in common. Listen, I'd invite you in, but...
Oh, no, that's okay. I gotta be up really early tomorrow, so...
Well, that's that, I guess.
That's when you figured out. You have nothing in common.
Good night. I knew it was the last time we'd ever see each other.
Oh, no. So
this is what happens when you try to make it, and you get to actually know him, and then you're like, I don't like that. The end of the buddy.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Okay, so you got the buddy part right. I mean, you shouldn't guess anything else, but okay.
I'm learning.
I'll give you a B for all of this. Yeah, sure, sure. Yes. There's so many things to this, but now that I've shared so much of my personal life, way too much of my personal life. And by the way, it's been years. Obviously, I've been in my relationship for like 5-6 years. Time doesn't exist. But yeah, it's been a minute since this whole origin. But I think it's kind of funny because we were having this conversation knowing that this episode was coming. I was talking about buddies and then about boys and the turn of phrase that have happened as of recent. And I'm sure people are going to complain. I'm just talking about the term. I'm not saying good or bad about any of these things. It's just a thing. But I do think it's funny in seeing like the pattern, the breakup pattern versus your dating pattern versus your attraction pattern and what that all looks like. And they kind of cover it pretty well.
Yeah.
In a satirical way, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's... It is true. I mean, it's something I've observed in my friends. It's something I've observed in myself. And I've never really broken up with somebody, or if I have, it was like a mutual breakup. But that's my pattern, is I stumble into dating someone and then I can't stumble out of it. Unless I accidentally tweet it, which I feel really bad about. I feel so much guilt about that. I don't know how Twitter
works.
It's
one of my favorite things. I'm like, wait, what? You did what? Wow. Like, it's embarrassing enough when you accidentally like a picture that's from 10 years ago, but to actually tweet out, I'm about to break up with my boyfriend. Ow.
Yeah, and I think it was 2 days before I realized it, and then I took it down. And for anyone listening, just by the way, if you respond, if you get a message from Twitter that's like you have a message, and you respond to it, it tweets it. So
if it's not a direct message, yes, and then just tweeting at you.
Yep, sure does.
Still funny.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is he never mentioned it, but I'm sure he saw it. And we did break up.
I was
going to
say, you broke up soon after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, like within
this is when you and
week.
I were first hanging out and all of that went down.
Yeah.
I still find it very funny.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, gosh. No. I mean, I do feel bad about it because that's one of those things where I can see both sides of it, where one, like, there are a couple of reasons, some of them internal and some of them external, actually, that I felt like I couldn't in that relationship at that time, but I could have, and I knew it was coming, and I was sort of waiting for him to do it, which is not great, but I had my reasons for, I guess what I'm saying is, like, that there was a bunch going on, but it is a pattern that I have. It's a pattern that,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have many breakup experiences. It's just because I've not been in a long term. This is my first long term relationship. The few that I had, like I said, the one dude broke up with me over an emoji.
Yeah.
I have feelings about that.
For you.
Social media has ruined it all. I just want you to know that. Technology has ruined it all. has made it good and bad. Like, it's just one extreme or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the Insta message, I think it was Google Chat, actually, and the sad face when I'm you just need to tell me what you want. If you mm-hmm. don't want to be with me anymore, then let me know. And his response was sad emoji. That was all I got. And we never talked again. To be fair, I may have rushed this because I knew what the f***ing sad emoji was. So I was like, what?
Right.
And we didn't talk anymore. I think I responded with, I don't know what this means.
Mm.
And I think he responded with something. I don't even know if he responded to that. I ended up seeing him at a show because, of course, you know how that goes. And I ran out because I saw him. And I was like, I can't be here. And that was the end. I never heard from him again, except for when he had a new girlfriend who ended up being mutual friends with someone. And I ran into him at my best friend's place. And I was like, what the f*** are you doing here? So that was fun. Anyway, so many things in this level. But that's mm-hmm. also my, he was a whole story because he was like my love bombing addict soon after a really bad relationship with an Asian woman. Oh. I should have known. Yeah. Mm. I should have known.
Yeah. I mean.
Anyway. Still sad emoji, which then a former friend of mine decided to use in his song, emo song. And I was like, why did you do this to me? And he didn't tell me. Instead, he made me listen to the song. And when I realized what the song was about, and I turned to look at him, I'm like, what the f- is this? I have good friends, y'all. But yeah, like there's a whole pattern to things. I find it interesting. You have a pattern of accidentally dating. Mm-hmm. I have a pattern in running away and just ghosting. I ghosted many a dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to. I'm also bad at confrontation, surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's part of the reason why I feel like why I've never really had a breakup. I've had like I said, things, fights that kind of were mutually broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I can't initiate it because of the confrontation thing, which I do think dates back to trauma, but also just conditioning as well. But I ghosted a lot of people in terms because I knew that was a problem for me. That I wouldn't feel comfortable breaking up or leaving. So I did ghost a couple
of dudes.
You ghosted
people? That's actually surprising.
Yeah. But mostly it was like, it was sort of early date. Like we hadn't really, maybe it was like a first or second quote date. And I realized
like, that's not ghosting.
Okay.
I feel like that's just in like that's the thing. Like, you don't really owe anybody. We've gotten into a whole thing.
Yeah,
we should talk about this later. But like, you don't really owe anybody anything for a couple of dates,
mm-hmm.
and especially for women who have to be the ones to be like, I don't like this. And then if the dude really feels the opposite and starts harassing you, that's a whole different conversation. To be fair, men go through this too, I'm sure, but it's a volatile level that women have to deal with that a lot of men don't. But I feel like there's a point in which you're like, okay, look, I don't really owe an explanation other than I'm not feeling this. And sure, it'd be nice and mature, but I don't feel like it's completely wrong, especially in the world of online dating.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things where it's like kind of an unfortunate symptom of our culture around dating because if I felt like I could just tell a guy, hey, not feeling it, and he would accept that, or I would feel safe doing that, then I probably would, because I would want that on my end. Although sometimes I've been ghosted, and I'm actually kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. that's fair.
Trying to think, have I been ghosted? Yes, I have been ghosted, but I just assumed they found someone better. Like, it didn't hurt my feelings. But right, then when I see them again, I'm like, run.
That's what it was like for me. Like, it wasn't fun necessarily, but I kind of was like, okay, they're not into it.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
But because for reasons that are just personal, but also cultural, I don't feel like I can do that sometimes. So then that's where the ghosting comes in.
Right. That's the whole level of safety. But obviously, and I don't think Sex and the City ever talks about online dating. I can't remember in the first season of And Just Like That if they talk about it yet. Do they?
I think they briefly mentioned it, but not in depth at all.
Okay. Because the only single one technically was Sam and Samantha's Gone. So, and now Carrie, who's a widow, but she just immediately made out with her producer. Don't do that.
Advice in the episode.
But yeah, I think there's a lot. This was definitely one of those roundabouts. Who are you attracted to? We know your type is apparently Luke Skywalker. I do nerdy boys. Typically artistic boys. Like, and I will never date a musician again. I will never date a musician
a song about
again.
You.
Yes, never again. I thought about that with like comedians too. I'm like, I would not want to date a comedian because like they would take your life as a joke. I guess dating us would be bad, is bad too, since we're podcasters and we're quite open about our lives.
I've thought about that. Believe me, I've thought about that. I mean, we're talking about people right now.
No, as we're trying to hide and hope that the people of our past don't listen to this.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't say your name.
I feel like we're pretty kind-ish.
Kind-ish, unless you piss us off. But yes, so there you go. We have the buddy in which we find no new romances, but habits that will be coming along.
Right. And I think those habits can, they shine a light on stuff about you as well, as to why you do that. But yes, I hope in the next one I'll get even better with my title guessing situation.
I'm going to make you do more than one sentence, though. The whole, like, I guess there's a buddy. That's not going to work anymore, Annie.
No, don't put in rules. I'll never win. Well, okay, so we are slowly chipping away towards our listener participation episode. It's coming. And we are very, very excited to do it. And we've given the details in the past one. I think, like, this might be your last chance to enter because we're getting... Yes. It's not that we're getting close, but we're going to have to, like, plan things and do things. So we are getting close, but there's still, like, I don't know, 10 episodes, which is wild to me.
It's never ending.
Yeah. I forgot that TV seasons used to be, like, 26 episodes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting there, but this is your fine. I would say this is your last call to enter for this time. We're going to do it more than once, but for this season, if you want to participate. In the meantime, thanks, as always, to Super Producer Christina, who makes these happen. Amazing. You can contact us if you would like. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We have a book. You can pre-order it. It is at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Again, thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.